This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour of the show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV, doesn't matter what your insurance needs happen to be, they will take care of them and they'll also do everything they can to save you money. Customer service means everything to them at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And a privilege, as always, to have with us the voice of the Philadelphia Phillies, Scott Fransky. First of all, Scott, thanks so much for your time. Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here, Steve. Good to talk with you.
All right. So, the start. Mixed bag at the start. So what do you see?
You don't want to talk about the eclipse first, or what?
Well, it's cloudy here, Scott. We have clouds.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah, we got nice bright sun here in St. Louis. It's just started here.
Okay, so what's the totality going to be there?
Is that a percentage number? It's going to be close. I think if you want 100%, you got to go.
Yeah, Indiana.
20 miles south of here.
Yeah. So
it's going to be pretty close.
Yeah, here's 96%, but right now we're waiting for our clouds to move out, but it's 96% here. So
okay. All right. I don't know what the number was here, but it started. It's kind of cool.
So it started. What are they doing in St. Louis around this? Are people going to the Gateway Arch? Are they allowed to go to the ballpark? What are they allowed to do there?
Yeah, I know there's some people. There's quite a few people at the Arch, walking around earlier today. But and I know that the Phillies, they moved all their, normally we first day in on a road trip, first day into a new stadium, they hit early on the field. They get some early time on the field, and they've canceled that. They're doing everything indoors, during this time, which would normally there be their field time. So they just move it all indoors.
What's it like for you just knowing it's happening this afternoon? Is it something that really intrigues you? Is it fun? Is it like, okay, it's part of the day? How do you look at it?
Yeah, it's cool. I got kids, 13 and 2 10-year-olds, and my 10-year-old girls are watching it at school back in Philly, they were really excited. They were all looking up, whether I was in the path of totality and all that stuff. So they're pretty intrigued by the whole thing. So, you look at it and it's neat, but I guess it doesn't come around too often to get one like this on your home turf. So
yeah, 2045 is the next one. So
yeah, I don't need to wait. I'll just see it today. Make sure.
I'm going to go do the best I can today, because the odds I don't think are in my favor for the next one. So
yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah. Oh goodness. All right. So mixed bag to this point. What do you see? Yeah. It's only 9 games, but what are you seeing?
Well, I mean, I don't think the offense has performed like they're hoping to this point. I think that's the standout thing is just the offense hasn't really gotten going. And honestly, they weren't really clicking in spring training either. So, we're kind of still waiting for them to get the bats going. Don't get me wrong, the weather's been miserable. It was cold over the weekend in Washington. Yesterday was finally sort of like decent weather. JT said to us the other day after Saturday's game, he said it's the coldest few days he's ever played in, and same with Harp and these guys. Not only is it cold, but it's really windy and it's wet. Those games back at home against the Reds, they were just total mess. I know both teams got to play in it, not to make tons of excuses or anything, but hopefully it's gonna be 81 degrees here today, and a little more comfortable to hit in. So we'll see if they're a little more like we expect beginning tonight.
Yeah, because that's just the way it's been here, too. The Penn State's having its blue-white football game on Saturday. It's going to be sunny, but it's going to be 53, windy. That's the way it's been here in the East to this point. Turnbull gets the ball tonight for the Phils on the schedule. What did you think of the first time through for him?
I thought he was pretty good. I mean, you never know. Guys, could be a little bit rusty. He says he's healthy now, and it's really the first time in a few years he's felt healthy and felt good to go. So, he was a guy who was really on the cusp of maybe turning into something, legit at this level a few years ago when he had to have Tommy John surgery and hasn't been fully back, according to him, until now. I know, it was a little bit of a gamble in a way for the Phillies. He didn't have options. He had options, but he had enough service time that he could have rejected an assignment to AAA and, worked out with Walker getting hurt. They could kind of insert Turnbull in there. There were some domino, effects with the bullpen, with Turnbull going into the rotation. But all in all, I thought he was pretty good his first time out. Decent lineup he was facing, and I thought he was pretty good.
We all know Johan Rojas is a terrific center fielder, but the question's always been the bat. Right? But did you see 1-for-22 to start the season?
No, but again, he struggled in spring training. So there wasn't a whole lot there to suggest that he was sort of turning the corner. I know, Kevin Long has a lot of faith in him and is trying to all the coaches are really trying to support him as much as they can, boost his confidence, try to make sure he doesn't get down on himself. I think that's the biggest worry with a young player, is that you worry about them mentally just maybe not being able to handle the struggles. Everybody struggles, but for a young player in particular who's been really successful in the minor leagues, when you get to a certain level and you struggle really mightily for the first time, that can be difficult to take. And that can be difficult to understand and work your way through, from a mental standpoint. So, and trust the changes that they're asking you to make. You say, hey, I've hit this way all through my life. Why can't I just go back to the way I was? Well, there's a bigger, grander reason for that. And they hope that bears fruit, the longer this goes. But, at some point, they'll have to take a look at doing some different things. That's for sure.
All right, what have you thought of the bullpen, at least to this point? I mean, everything is so early, but what's been the early read on that group?
Solid, not spectacular yet. I think they still feel really, really comfortable that, Alvarado had a big-time hiccup. Strom had a hiccup. To me, the areas that I worry about most with regard to the bullpen, Sir Anthony Dominguez is a guy I still worry about. He just hasn't shown an ability to get left-handers out on a regular basis. And today's day and age, three-batter minimum rule, you're going to face lefties, and he's got to be able to find a way to get them out. He doesn't really have a pitch that, that moves away from the left-hander, and you just wonder if he's going to need to do that at some point in order to have real sustained success. But so he's a guy I still am a little bit unsure of. I like Strom. I like Hoffman a lot. I think he's pitched really well so far. Junior Marte's been a pleasant surprise. We'll see how long, if he can sustain it. I think, for anybody at this level, the proof is in whether or not you can keep it going, your ability to remain consistent over a long period of time. So he's off to a good start. I'm not terribly worried about the pen. I think, there's the starter effect, Steve, when you look at it. I mean, starters going deeper into games puts less stress on your bullpen. So as these guys get stretched out and get more into the swing of the season, I think you'll see the starters go a little deeper, and then that'll allow the bullpen to kind of settle into their roles.
The pitch clock, of course, came in last year. A lot of people talked about what it did to help the game, among other rule changes that were put in. This year, it got reduced a couple of seconds from 20 to 18. Some people have said that you're seeing a few more injuries here and there because of it. What's your observation of it, just as somebody who's seeing this on an everyday basis?
I think that's a pretty tough, for me, it's a tough leap to make. There are other things going on in the game today that could also be accounting for all these injuries, not the least of which is our reliance on, you know, max effort all the time, full out, every inning. We used to talk about, we go back in the days of, you know, the Phillies and Jimmy Rollins, right?
Yep.
And you'd see him sometimes bust it because he's got his eye on an infield hit, and other times he's not. It's that idea that you can dial it back a little bit. I'm talking to Kevin Stocker about this the other day. He says sometimes you just get to the middle of the season, you're dog tired, and you got to know, you got to have a throttle. You know, you got to be able to downshift a little bit sometimes. But pitchers don't ever do that. Rob Thompson was asked this same question yesterday. You know, what do you think of the pitch clock? Is it causing the injuries? He says, I don't know. But in his mind, the bigger concern is the number of pitchers who are attempting new pitches. You know, a few years ago is the cutter, and then it's the sweeper, and now everybody wants to throw a split. And every time you add another pitch, you add a different kind of stress on your arm. So that could certainly be a part of it. I think it's almost impossible to say what the clock could have an effect, but I think it's pretty tough to make that, you know, that kind of a definitive statement that the clock is leading to more injury.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I also think that part of it is that mentally, for not all of them, but certain pitchers, mentally they feel like it's putting a strain on them because they're under the gun with the clock, right? And I'm only talking a few guys are like that. Most aren't. But there's got to be a couple that I think they're thinking it, and I think that may enter in it for a couple of guys.
Yeah, and I mean, I think what you're pointing out there is that for everybody, it could be kind of a case-by-case basis, right?
Yeah.
Right. One guy might feel that pressure and that stress, and that might cause him to do something differently with, you know, in terms of his delivery or whatever. For other guys, it might be a new pitch. For other guys, it might just be bad luck, right? I mean, guys get hurt. Mm-hmm. That's the way this game is. Guys get hurt. And there may not be a definitive reason exactly why. It's just, it's hard to say, but it's likely just to kind of be a case-by-case thing.
When you talk to one of the pitchers that people talk about more of these days is the sweeper. When you've talked to people around it, what kind of stress does it put on an arm that may be different than another kind of pitch?
Well, I think what happens is that it causes you to slightly tweak your mechanics, whether it's the angle of your wrist, your release point, right? You're just changing it a tiny little bit. But again, you do that, and everything's connected. So that, you know, goes down through the forearm to the elbow and through there to the shoulder and everything else. So, I just think it's one of those things where you start messing with a particular pitch and trying to come up with something new. That definitely is going to put pressure on the arm. And again, because these guys are max effort all the time, never downshifting, I think you run into problems.
Yeah, and I agree with that because they're expected to come in and throw, you know, you come out of the bullpen, you're expected to throw 95 to 100, right? And you better rear back. You're not pacing yourself for anything.
Right. That's exactly right. And, that's how we've designed the game, basically, is for pitchers to throw one inning coming out of the bullpen, throw it at max effort, give us the fastest fastball you've got, and give us the nastiest, most moving breaking ball that you've got. The numbers suggest there's a slight downtick in overall velo this year.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. Maybe that's small sample size kind of stuff. But that there is an uptick in things like splits and changeups this year. And again, I just think it's one of those things where you get you add a new pitch and you probably are adding some stress on your arm.
Yeah. Any read from the Phillies organization about how they feel about the farm system? Because at some point or another, it will have to be tapped into.
Yeah, I mean, I think they feel really good about it. They feel like they have a little more depth at AAA, you know, guys who have played before at the big league level, whether it's Jordan Luplo at AAA or David Dahl, somebody like that, people we saw in spring training. I think most of the sort of cream of the crop talent, at least as far as position players go, is at the lower levels. You know, you got to go a few levels down to, you know, double A at best, but generally, you know, high A and single A. They have a lot of really good, talented, young, especially infielders. But again, high A and double A, as you well know, that's a long, long way from the big league still. So,
sure is.
But I think overall, they feel like, you know, we saw Ricardo Pinto pitch the other day.
Yeah.
We saw David Buchanan in spring training. Those are kind of guys that you're going to call on at some point during the year, and they feel like they, they're going to throw strikes. They're not going to be afraid. They can come in and fill in for you if need be. And so I think from that standpoint, they feel pretty good about where they're at overall in the minors.
Enjoy the eclipse and then enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, we'll do, Steve. Appreciate it. I hope you get some break in the clouds up there.
That'd be great. Hey, thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Take care.
Scott Fransky, the voice of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury wants to see you and thank you for your years of patronage.